This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tell you, I've been to D.C. more in the last year than in my whole damn life, and I'm sick of being there. Oh, and Troy Air is about to take over the Fourth Tower. I'm about to march down there and show you the aftermath of the hysteria yesterday. But Carlos in Canada has been calling for 15 years or so. I know who he is. He's a professional, a well-known professional in his field. And there's more people showing up, more patriots right now. So we're going to be going down there. But, Carlos, what should Trump do with 13 days left? What do you make of this whole situation? You always decipher things in a very informative way.
Well, I want to tell you of a cover-up of essentially a covenant, a two-party covenant, and then what President Trump can do in the next 13 days. First of all, the cover-up and the covenant. It's a two-party covenant in the United States, like in other governments and parliaments in Canada as well. When one political party is about to be decimated, as the Democrats were sometime last year, they did the statistics, they tried everything, and they were going to be really, really beaten. Why? Because President Trump was going to have a majority. He was going to have a landslide. Why? Because he copied the 1980 model of President Reagan. Reduce taxes, and therefore, at the end of 4 years, you stimulate the economy, and you have a re-election. He deserved it. He had the numbers. And when they saw that, the two-party covenant kicked in. None of the fraud, none of the takeover, the steal could have taken place without the Republicans of McConnell going along with it, knowing fully well that we're going to do what they were going to do, that they were going to pad up whatever votes they needed, and then they covered up with the government. That's why they were so confident to say no evidence. Even the Supreme Court was aware of the fact that the two-party covenant. This is the problem. The next problem is that they fear President Trump. They're terrified of him. They're terrified because he garnered, as a legacy, 74.25 million people, Americans. And they are terrified of his standing there when President Biden in the dies, when he becomes president of the United States, that President Trump will represent a whole body of United Americans who know very well what happened under the two-party covenant, what was done to this man. Jesus Christ was crucified in 24 hours. They did this to this man for 4 years.
Carlos, I couldn't say it better than you, and I think Trump should be defiant and not give in to these people and really continue to control the Republican Party as in a populist way.
How does he balance that, though, Alex, when, just like they did yesterday, any violence that happens, I mean, it doesn't matter. They can literally send in 100 of their own goons to burn down a building just to blame Trump, and the media will do it, even if they're out there wearing Antifa, you know, garb. They'll still blame Trump. So, I mean, how does he surf that delicate balance of being the strong leader and standing for what's right and standing for the fair elections in the republic when he knows that their card is going to be start violence, blame it on Trump, and continue to use that to try to move
They killed this Trump. Poor lady, Ashley Babbitt, and they think we're just going to forget about it. We need to make a big deal about her. She's a lot better poster child than George Floyd. Sorry.
Yeah, anything else, Carlos?
Trump.
Carlos, you think go ahead, Carlos. Sorry, go ahead.
He knows the role you played in doing the rally. He knows very well the role you played. Please give you an exclusive interview. Let President Trump interview you and you him and ask each other what happened and what really, really the American people should turn to InfoWars to get discernment. Because discernment is knowing when you're in a playing three-dimensional chess that you're in a four-dimensional chess game.
Well, and you know what? That's the key here is it's not about Trump interviews Alex Jones or Alex. It's about interfacing with the people that always had Trump's back. You know, he tried to interface with the swamp. He tried to interface with Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party. They stabbed in the back. We've remained with Trump. Doesn't mean we're not critical of him. Doesn't mean we think he's perfect. We know his heart is in it. We know we're in it for the right reasons. So that's the interfacing that takes place now.
All right, Carlos, great points. Owen Stroyer is about to take over, and then I'm going to march down there and show you what's happening on the ground. Stay with us. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. Eyes in his head, see the world spinning round.
Gentlemen, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is about to head down to the Capitol. Obviously, we don't have as many people out there as we did yesterday, but there are some people out there gathering. A little bit of both, actually. I've seen some people drive by and blast F Trump. I guess it's a rap song. It just says F Trump for 3 minutes. They were blasting it right outside. But then another individual drove by with some Trump flags out the truck, and there was kind of a loud round of applause. So there's still some activity here, but I think most patriots are taking Trump's heed. Taking InfoWars heed, and it's time to get out of this hot zone now, not as a retreat, but as a strategic move, knowing that we're being set up here, knowing it's going to be used against us, and knowing that the events of yesterday didn't necessarily exactly go in our favor. So if we're going to be in D.C., and we're going to try to stop the overthrow of our republic, it needs to be measured, it needs to be strategic, and we can't be led into a situation where we're going to be set up. Hey, guys, I don't have the list of callers in front of me. I know we've got lines full of calls. Alex is heading down, like I said, to ground level. We're going to be Skyping in with him in just a minute. Do you guys just want to tell me who's next on the line so we can get them going? Let's go to John in Texas now. John in Texas, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, awesome man. It's Lebanon John. I met you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, John.
Okay, so Alex Jones, his instinct was right when he was getting mad earlier today, and he was like, man, we should have stopped those agent provocateurs. I think he's right about that, because if you look at it like in a general sense, Donald Trump would be like the leader. You could call him like a warlord if you want to go back in like ancient European history. All the warriors are loyal to the death, to the warlord. Whatever command the warlord gives, everyone will do it. But the thing is the warlord cannot give super subtle and nuanced orders. It's not possible. He can only approach it with like a hammer. But InfoWars and Alex Jones has the capability to be a little more nuanced, a little more subtle, to operate essentially like a ninja organization. So I would like, you know, this mistake never to be repeated, in the sense that next time we have a meetup, we got to have like InfoWarriors, people maybe with a specific uniform, and their job is just anti-false flag, and they just got to...
Well, yeah, let's bear down on this topic, because here's what happened yesterday that you're alluding to, but let me put it out in a little more detail. We had a million Trump supporters in D.C., and whenever I'm coming to D.C., or really any of these events, but more specifically, like when I'm in D.C. or InfoWars is in D.C. for these events, I get invited to speak at like 10 different deals. And so we obviously have our own deals where we're slated to speak, and I need to be there, and we've got the shows to do and all this stuff, so I usually can't do it. But my point is that all of these groups are organizing, all of these groups are having their own rallies, having their own stages set up and inviting all these different speakers. And so because they can't get access to the main stage, because the people that run the big main stages are mainstream conservative incorporated. They're part of the Republican establishment. They're part of conservative incorporated, as we call it. And so the same people that organize a lot of these big things that had the big speakers and all the attention, they're not actually going to fight for Trump when he leaves office. They'll go right back to being a Republican establishment hacks. So that's just kind of what's coming next. But to get to your point, the only way we can actually do that, John, is have everybody on the same page. And that's why what you're saying about Trump is so key. Not everybody's going to listen to InfoWars, but when Trump put out the call for people to leave, they started leaving the Capitol. Doesn't mean everybody left, but the point is they got the call, they started leaving, so they didn't like that, so Twitter shut him down. The only way we could really do that is if we were all on the same page. There's a million people at the Washington Monument watching Trump speak, and then there's like another 30,000 at the Capitol, and we don't even know what's going on. We're there watching Trump speak, listening to Trump. The people at the Capitol aren't even listening. So it's like, how does Trump get them a message if he doesn't even know they're there while he's speaking? Or how does InfoWars get the message out while they're there to say, hey, look, they're coming to set you up in a false flag style event. Make sure it doesn't happen. If you see people starting violence, make sure you try to stand them down or at least get it on video. I mean, it's just like trying to herd cats. That's the problem. We're all individual thinkers, individual minded. And so we got to find a way to kind of team up, I think, in these last 12 days. And I'm actually seeing a lot of that on the ground here of people building bridges, coming together.
Once Trump's gone.
Yeah, Alex wonders what do the people that follow Q do once Trump leaves office. I mean, I don't know. They're actually, the Q people are online saying right now that he's actually in the middle of an insurrection act. He let the Democrats run around in the child pedophile trafficking tunnels under D.C., which is probably accurate, but I'm not saying Trump did that strategically. But, yeah, that's the challenge. You're right, John, but that's the challenge. It's getting everybody on the same page. And when you have the Republican establishment trying to control this event, they're going to blackball people from getting involved, and that's what kind of lead to the separation where there's multiple events happening. Rob Dew sitting down.
All right, so I got on an elevator this morning with this lady. She goes, did you see what Lynn Wood said on Twitter? I said, no. She goes, he said Trump has flown to Texas into some emergency command bunker, and there is where he's going to stay for the rest
of
the
day. House.
Yeah, it could be at your house.
He's in the InfoWars studio.
It could be the Central Texas Command Center. Yeah. He's there.
You're back out with your turtle.
Trump is swimming in the pond in my backyard. Actually, you can't really swim in it, but he's bathing with my turtle. No, I didn't see that from Lynn Wood. No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what some lady told me, and she definitely had the Q. You know, she had a Q vibe to her. Most of the Q people are really nice. They're really nice people. They've just bought into some of this stuff, and they're new to the game, and so they haven't learned all the tricks of the trade. Which they'll soon learn.
Well, even with Q and Lynn Wood, it's like the same thing. It's like you kind of just remain neutral and just tell people the truth. But like when Lynn Wood is talking about John Roberts being on the Epstein logs, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact. But it's like, is Lynn Wood like a Q now? Or it's like, oh, he's good. And then he tells you some bad news.
Mini-me.
We have a microphone over here. This is like
system.
It's like in the RNC 4 years ago.
New system.
This is old school talk radio.
I like this. Let me explain something to you. My thing with the Q people is they always take stuff we've already documented that's already well known, which is true, which is great. Then they add a little BS to the top of it. Like, I mean, imagine, it would be big news if I came on and said, secret forces have arrested Lynn Cheney and Obama and Biden, and Biden died of an aneurysm on the way to the FEMA camp. That would be 10 million views.
But not before a shootout.
It's not a shootout at the server farm. It's not true. Like, I mean, like, we make little mistakes that make huge deals out of it, but usually we're right, like, 98% of the time. So that's all I'm saying is, Trump surrounded. I had to pay for the damn march. It's not like I'm important. Dude, that shows how much trouble we're in.
But that is also what he's saying is, like, Trump, again, instead of ingratiating himself with the people that the Republican Party hates, but that got Trump into office, he instead ingratiated himself into the Republican Party that planned on stabbing him in the back the whole time. He should have always gone with the grassroots. He should have always gone with the people that had his back during the nomination process.
They were running the prevent defense. They did 4 years of the prevent defense the whole time. It was just keep him on his heels, keep him screwed up with all these investigations.
Tell him we'll help him.
Tell him we're going to help him and pretend like it, but we're not really serious. And hey, The good thing, the only good thing about this is that we've learned who the turncoats are in the Republican Party. Even Rand Paul was like, I'm ashamed at what happened here yesterday.
Well, you know what, buddy? He might not even know the full story.
These people know the full story. These senators know what's going on. He got attacked in the street, and the guy that attacked him didn't even get arrested.
All right, we'll be right back. Alex Jones of the Capitol. Don't go anywhere. For that. All right, here's the deal, though, folks. It is not cheap to send us on these trips. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support, but we're paying all of it forward by funding these trips, renting this rooftop to do, buying bananas to feed the crew. So seriously, continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best supplements you can get, the air filters, the water filters. Don't forget about the food supplies, folks. This deal is going to end at preparewithalex.com soon. Get your emergency food before everything goes to hell. Preparewithalex.com. He's heading to the Capitol. We'll have full coverage. Rob Dew's eating a banana live on air. It's the most exciting telecast you've ever seen in your life. And it's about to get more exciting. Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're back here live. Owen Sawyer here, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're mobilizing Alex Jones to the Capitol right now. And, you know, just another example of the complete control of this occupation and takeover of America. I mean, it's so right in front of your face. They use the fake pandemic to essentially shut down any organic street activity and then give them the excuse to barricade themselves into their criminal holdouts in the Supreme Court, in the Capitol building. And so that's what we're dealing with here. And now they're able to use the police force like some sort of foreign military to stop we the people from taking our country back. And look, a lot of police are awake. A lot of people in the force listen. Some people, I think you're finding out now, I mean, they just want to smash somebody's head in. I think we saw that yesterday in D.C. Perhaps the D.C. police force is worst about that. But the point is, we can't even get access to the criminals. And then anybody who wants to call out the criminal activity gets shut down on the Internet. So it's a full-on attack against our First Amendment on every different angle, the right to free speech, the right to redress grievances with the government, and the right to peacefully assemble. So it's so advanced in its planning, it's going to be a hard thing to defeat. But America existing is a miracle. The founding fathers with the Patriots and the 1776 Revolution defeated against all odds. The greatest empire the earth had ever known. They said the sun never set on the British Empire.
The fight's out in the open now.
So against all odds, we defeated it then. So we're against all odds now. We're dealing with the biggest global empire since perhaps the British Empire. And if we can do this again at 1776 worldwide in the year 2021. We've got Brian calling in from New Hampshire. He's on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, the events that happened in Washington, I wasn't there, unfortunately, but I want to say I'm damn proud of the Patriots that showed up. I understand it was most likely taken over by provocateurs, but at the end of the day, we also have to look at what these people have done to us, okay? When is it time for us to fight back? It may turn physical. At some point it might, but look what they've done to us recently. We've been on lockdown for an entire year. They're threatening us with these alien shots that they're trying to put in people. They've been murdering us in the streets. They've been burning down our businesses, burning our homes, hurting our loved ones. I mean, you can't blame people for what happened. So,
yeah, they shut down our free market. And that's why we have to have the intellectual debate. Here's the problem. We've all already had the intellectual debate in our minds that are even more powerful than the most super quantum computer on Earth. But if we actually sit down and discuss it, then we can actually have a measured response to this. Because you can sit here and debate all day long. Just like you said, what is the proper response to them stealing our elections? What is the proper response to them ending the free market? What is the proper response to them totally oppressing the people? I mean, you can lay out all the issues and say, what is the proper response? Again, most of anybody who's thinking on these issues, your brain is the best supercomputer, quantum computer you can have. It's already gone down the road. It already has the foresight. It already has it all laid out. But it's a matter of having the intellectual debate and then saying, yes, here's what they've done. And now, as a collective, whether it's left, right, anybody, as a collective, we as a free people in the United States of America decide, okay, what is the appropriate response to this? But you know the congressmen are scared to death, and Mitch McConnell, I'm going to try to behave myself here, but man, what a dirtbag, lowlife,
little girl. I mean, just, oh, I don't even want to insult little girls. It's just like, what, I mean, just what a tiny man. What a tiny, tiny little man. What a tiny little person Mitch McConnell is to cave like he did. But that's the point. They don't represent us anymore. And then for Mitch McConnell to come out and double and triple down, oh, Trump's bad. He lost the election. Now look at the Trump supporters riding. They're bad. No, Mitch McConnell, you're bad. You're the reason why we're so upset. You're not going to pull the wool over our eyes. You fraud. You coward. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, just to add one more thing. For, you know, for the people that are on the fence about, because I'm guaranteeing you, some of these people that showed up, they're great patriots, but now they're being demonized, and it scares some people. And it turns them away. But I just want to say to those people that might be feeling that way, you should never feel that way. You're standing up for your country. You're in the right side of history. And you can't let these people walk all over you. When are we going to turn around? When are we going to stop letting people roll on us as the patriots? For too long, we've kept our mouths shut. We've been nice and you know, not hostile towards any of this stuff. And it's never going to stop. So quit taking the demonization so hard, because they're our enemy.
Well, and that's the other thing, too.
Single time.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. A lot of these people, specifically the veterans, they've already had the intellectual thoughts. They've already even had the debates within their own ranks of veterans and other groups and such. And so they already know they're justified in the actions that they're taking, whether that's peacefully assembling outside of the Capitol, whether that's telling the Capitol Police and Congress, look, this is our building. You've stolen all our elections. They're literally stealing our elections in there right now. I mean, you know, I don't want to make these graphic or harsh realities, but I mean, seriously, if you're standing outside of your house and your wife is in there getting, you know, raped or something by thieves, by robbers, and there's a couple goons outside, you know, not letting you in, you're going to fight through and you're going to try to save your wife. I mean, it may be a harsh graphic, you know, analogy there, but that's the thing. It's like, hey, they're in there stealing our election right now. They're in there stealing our republic right now, and you're asking us to just sit out here and take it. And a lot of people have already made the justification in their heads. No, this is how we're going to behave. So, again, Trump was never a violent revolutionary. I don't believe he's ever going to call for violence as a part of trying to take our country back, and neither will we, but the intellectual debate needs to be had. What is the appropriate response to all of these things that we've just laid out? And then how are we going to measure and strategize to effectively execute so that we can take America back, have a free country again, have a free market again, and not have a bloody civil war that will tear us apart and allow a foreign occupancy to potentially come in? I'm not saying that would happen, but of course China wants to see us divided. Of course Iran wants to see us divided. Of course they want to see us fighting each other so they could come mop us up in the end with the UN. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, just one last thing. I just wanted everyone to remember, too, one of the last callers, he was saying, you know, we need to have people out there monitoring the violence. Don't forget what outlines in your Second Amendment that you can, we need to start bringing these well-regulated militias. We need them. They're important. So those of us that have fought for our country, not saying we're above anyone else, but we have the leadership skill to form these militias, to give the training to militarize our our other patriots. It doesn't have to be crazy, but that's your well-formed group. So next time something comes crazy down the line and we need to protect people and do all this in the front lines, we need our well-regulated militias. We need you.
Well, and that's actually something they fear the most. That's why Schaefer Cox is still in jail. If you haven't heard of Schaefer Cox, there's probably a reason. They don't want to give him any attention, but it's a similar story. They know that that's our right. And quite frankly, they know that there's so many military, there's so many veterans that are in this deal that know what's going on, that went overseas and fought in wars and put their lives on the line and saw their brothers and sisters die and bleed out right in front of their eyes. And they're seeing what's happening in America, and they're like, this is worse than some of the countries that we had to go into. So it's really an incredible time to be living in America. And the dream, the hope of self-government, of independence, of liberty, of a free market, it's all hanging in the balance right now. Brian, thank you so much for the call. All right, when we come back, we're trying to get Alex dialed up from the Capitol, and of course, more of your phone calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in here on the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Stroyer here hosting the Alex Jones Show. Alex has mobilized and is heading to the Capitol. We're going to be Skyping in with him live. We'll be hosting some of the War Room right here as well that follows up the Alex Jones Show every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, 4 to 7 here local time, D.C. And I want to address a statement that was just made by Joe Biden. And I don't do this to sound redundant, but it's an exercise of speaking the truth, and it's just an example of the diabolical evil of people like Joe Biden that we're dealing with.
Joe Biden just released this statement. What we witnessed yesterday was not dissent. It was disorder. But again, they're the ones that steal our elections. They're the ones that flub the elections, totally out of control, totally unconstitutional. That's disorder. They're the ones that promote and fund and tell Antifa and BLM to go out and riot and destroy property and loot businesses and kill people. But that's all good. He then says they weren't protesters. They were rioters, insurrectionists, and domestic terrorists. Now, again, I mean, this is the most clear projection you've ever seen in your life. This is the most reverse reality thing you've ever seen in their life. Now, well, I'll admit, you could classify some of yesterday's activities as a riot, and there's definitely going to be a couple thousand dollars worth of property damage that was done to the Capitol. I'm not hiding from that truth. But again, they go out and how many cities do $2 billion worth of property damage, and then they sit on mainstream news as cities burn to the ground behind them, and they say it's a peaceful protest. They sit there on the streets with the footage of people breaking glass at businesses, running into the business, looting everything, and then leaving, and they say, oh, that's justified, that's just a protest. So it's just incredible. Again, it just shows you they have no rules. It's a total double standard. You, the American patriot, you, the conservative, you, the Trump supporter, you get nothing. You're a slave. You're a piece of crap. You don't have any rights. You're just assumed to be a bad person, even though you're a good person. And if you're a lowlife filth that loots and burns businesses, oh, you're just exalted as the hero of the righteous cause. He then says, I wish we could say we couldn't see it coming, but that isn't true. We could. No, of course you could. You knew you were going to steal the election. You knew you were going to hype up violence with police killings, but we knew, and this is the biggest problem, and I'm not blaming Trump for this. I mean, he's put out his team with all the intel of the election theft, but we knew the steal of the election was coming, and that's what's so frustrating. So for them to say, oh, we saw this violence coming, well, yeah, you promoted it, you caused it. But for us to say, oh, we saw the election theft coming, because of course you were going to steal the election. You've been stealing elections in this country forever, whether it's for Republicans or Democrats. All of our elections are rigged. InfoWars has been reporting on that more than anybody else. So now it's here. Now it's actually happening. Now we're in the throes of it. And they just say, oh, no. Oh, it's the violence we couldn't see coming. Oh, there was no election theft. Who would have thought people would be upset when we steal their election? Who would have thought people would be upset when we lock them in their homes and shut down their businesses and tell them they're not free? I mean, who would have seen this coming? Oh, it's like if you go up to the biggest guy at the bar who looks like he bench presses 400 pounds and eats, you know, 20 pounds of steak every day, and your little twig needle dick like Adam Schiff. And he goes, and he's like, I'm going to fight you. You're not that tough. And then he punches you once in the mouth. You go flying through the doors outside. Oh, my gosh. I didn't see. Who would have thought this big brute would have beat me up? I'm a little pencil neck Adam Schiff. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. But again, it just shows the diabolical demon that Joe Biden is. And, of course, exhibits the double standard. All right. We're going to go to Emmett now in Seattle. Emmett, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. First-time caller, long-time listener since 2006. Just want to speak to this difference between the InfoWarriors and the Q people, and I think that primary difference is that InfoWarriors take personal responsibility for what they're going to do and what's happening to them, and they don't wait around and let some mystical force take responsibility for their life. But I'm reminded of that scene in V for Vendetta where after the talk show host comedian kind of gets away with his political stunt, they show him being arrested in his basement. He's got a whole stash of just antiquities and books and things from the canon of Western culture. And so I just want to extol to the InfoWarriors out there that we need to take matters into our own hands. If you think you're going to get online and go to InfoWars.com or band.video or YouTube and find a video to share with a friend, no, you're not. The Iron Curtain is falling. You need to save what you find. You need to save every article you read.
No, that's it. Just like you would store food or water for an emergency, we have to archive and store this information, this data, so that in the future people can see it and know the history. Because, you know, that's the beauty of the 21st century technology. It has its downfalls, pitfalls. It has its advantages. We don't have this archival ability from the past that we have now. That's why you have Bill Gates and all these people that pay like millions of dollars for Leonardo da Vinci's books, millions of dollars. They steal Tesla's books. They hide this stuff in the Smithsonian. They hide this stuff in the Vatican. It's all well documented, by the way. But that's why they do it, is because we didn't have that ability. Of course, the Chinese could do it. People that have been around forever can do this. They've been around forever. They can archive this stuff in writings where there was one copy of a book from 3,000 years ago, or say the Bible, but then they buy it and then they never let it out again. So it's like, imagine if somebody wrote the Bible and found it and then made sure nobody else got it. That's what they've been doing for human history for so long now. We can't let them do that again. That's a great point, Emmett.
We used to talk about crowdsource the truth. We need to crowdsource the proof and distribute the proof. They can arrest the leaders that have all this proof of the voter fraud and the COVID fraud, and the doctors and the people that are saving it, that we've been abrogating our responsibility to, and we think we can just go read about it. No, we have to save it on multiple hard drives in multiple locations and preserve the truth and take matters into our own hands, because they can arrest the leaders, but they cannot arrest us all. Thank you. Next call.
Well, excellent call there, Emmett, and you're absolutely right. The problem is the proof is in the pudding. I mean, this is, again, it's so evil, man. How do you actually break down and go after the people that faked the pandemic? I mean, you can look at the people in the CDC, you can look at the people that go on TV, but I mean, it's already done. We have the death count, we have the death rate. There was no pandemic. We knew what they did to inflate the COVID numbers. We know how there's now no more flu, no more pneumonia. We know how the masks were used to spread the disease. We know how Cuomo and Whitmer sent the diseased elderly into the nursing homes to get about 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 deaths out of that too, adding to the numbers. Totally diabolical, totally evil. Where is the will of anybody to do something about this? I mean, this is out of control. It is out of control. And it's stunning to think. It's like, wow, does everybody really want us to just become slaves and just live in tyranny in some authoritarian regime with fake pandemics and fake elections? Are people that propagandized? All right. Who is the next caller, guys? Let's squeeze them in. Jared in Ohio. Jared, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How you doing? My voice is kind of going out there. Oh, can you hear me?
No, okay? Can relate, Jared. But yep, you're good.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. So look, I'm going to try to be brief. I was one of the first people there in the Capitol, and you guys, I'm going to corroborate the story that I've heard several times a day. The majority of the people there were peaceful and were trying to make a point, and there were elements of Antifa. There was one gentleman in particular. He was breaking a window. I go up and I confront him. And everything he was saying, like, oh, you damn Christians, everything he was saying was just pulled right from the pages of their little playbook. So that is absolutely true. I don't think anybody in there who was a true Trump supporter. In fact, they were shouting down a lot of these Antifa supporters. One of the gentlemen in my group was protecting one of the cops who got thrown in the crowd. And
yep.
Well, the Antifa members seem to be beating on them, so...
Just stay right there for me. Just stay right there on the line for me. We'll finish your eyewitness account, which I can corroborate not only with the eyewitnesses we've heard from, but other eyewitnesses I've heard from. And we haven't talked about that last thing you said. I also have another eyewitness about what happened to the cops. So we'll be right back with that.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the Alex Jones Show live from Washington, D.C. here. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We're holding over an eyewitness to the activity yesterday, Jared. Jared, I want you to restate some of your points here and finish your points, and then let me just echo what you're saying with other eyewitness accounts that I have also heard. But you were one of the first in there yesterday. You saw what happened. I think now that we're kind of almost 24 hours removed from this and we've seen all the tiny, minute, finite details, we're kind of all in agreement. There definitely was Antifa inside there causing this kind of that led to the avalanche. So it's like the guy wants to start an avalanche, so he goes and screams or, you know, starts it, and then it falls down and you know, puts a whole town under snow. So, Jared, tell us again your eyewitness account, and then I'll kind of corroborate that with other eyewitness accounts I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely, Owen, and that's a great analogy. Yeah, what I personally witnessed, and again, I know currently right now the thought is that Antifa lit this thing off. I'm not sure it's entirely correct. However, they certainly were the violent element once we got in, at least from my...
Yeah, they were the conductor. Trump supporters are pissed. Trump supporters want to save the republic. But Antifa was the conductor that was the connection there between the Trump supporters not getting violent but being pissed, and then Antifa was the conductor that connected that charge, got violence, that then led to the Trump supporters just going into the Capitol. I don't even think the Trump supporters got violent. In fact, get into the part about the police, and I've heard this too from other eyewitnesses, where police got isolated inside the Capitol, multiple police isolated, and there were people in there basically saying, you know, let's do the worst to these people. I don't want to say, but, I mean, folks, they had police isolated. They were, like, crapping their pants, scared at what people were saying. And if it wasn't for the Trump supporters like Jared here stopping them, the police could have been seriously injured.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're absolutely right. So my particular story happened when we got above. There's like that elevator, there's like another pavilion that was above on the next level where the scaffolding ended. And individuals are trying to make entrance to the narrow corridor there. And so while they're trying to do that, somehow one of the police was drug out and was in the main crowd and was getting beaten on. And I was up a little higher, and one of the guys in my group, he's a big boy. He's Ohio born and raised, so they grow him big, right? And he goes down there, and the officer was sobbing. So you're absolutely right. And he grabbed him bodily and took him back. And a lot of other Trump supporters were also trying to aid in that. But there was at least, I'd say just off the top of my head, at least eight individuals. In one case, they were beating on a handicap accessible elevator and denting it. And I'm bullhorning it. Everyone's saying boo. And it was very clear, yeah. Just based on the tactics that were being used, where you were at. Like,
yeah, and you know what? Let's actually be clear about this too, because you know we don't want to. I mean, I don't want to be part of the divide of America. I mean, I'm going to tell it like it is. That's just you know my burden. But I'm not trying to divide America. Let's be honest about the situation here. There are bad actors that get inside of every movement. Whether it's BLM or Antifa or Trump supporters, whatever, these people don't have any ideology. They see a group. They see a group of people. They see the opportunity to commit a crime. They see the opportunity to hurt someone. They see the opportunity to break something. And so they just get into the crowds, intermingle, blend in like a chameleon, just so they can get their rocks off by destroying property, maiming a police officer, whatever. They don't have any ideology. And so those are the types of people that were inside of the event yesterday. When you talk about the tactics, yeah, it's the same tactics you see because they infiltrate all of these groups. And to be honest, except for maybe Antifa, I mean, even inside these Black Lives Matter ranks, I mean, you'll see it. They'll be marching down the streets for whatever, and they'll see people getting violent, breaking into stores, and you'll see people say, hey, don't do this. You're hurting our movement. So these people infiltrate and get into every single thing. The only thing that seems to embrace it is Antifa. But, you know, let's also be fair. Just as justified as we are in being upset at the stolen election that happened in 2020, and just as perhaps justified as we may be to say, hey, we're going to surround the Capitol, we're going to create an autonomous zone, doesn't mean we want anybody hurt or any property damaged, but hey, this is our free speech, this is our First Amendment. Whether we agree or not with Black Lives Matter, and you can disagree with them all day long, and that's fair, and you can look at their mission statement, and that's fair. Whether we disagree with them or not, they believe they're justified. They believe, just like we believe or know, that we're justified in our righteous indignation. They believe and know the same way in their own mind. So it's a very delicate thing. And of course, you know, again, you can debate whether they're right or wrong. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what they believe. So it's this new thing where I believe Americans need to come together from all sides of the angle and say, look, we are being pit against one another. We don't get along on everything. We don't see eye to eye on everything. But we're all victims of this. We're all being oppressed. We're all looking at a dangerous element. Call it the deep state. Call it the New World Order. Call it global corporate government. It's going to capture all of us. It's not going to pick and choose what hat you wear. It's not going to pick and choose what color your skin is or what you said yesterday on Twitter. It's coming after all of us. And it's, you know, oddly enough, a lot of Trump supporters upset with the way the police have behaved in the last 24 hours. I feel bad now that the police are being put in this situation to just become the enemy of everybody, to just become the enemy of Americans. That's not what they deserve. That's not what should happen. But if they're going to choose to be that obstacle in the way of righteous anger being executed in the right way with the First Amendment, then it's going to be a problem. They could have stopped the violence from happening if they would have planned. They could have stopped the people from destroying property if they would have handled it properly. And quite frankly, if they wouldn't have killed multiple innocent people, I don't think you would have had the group outrage. Thank you so much for the call, though. We're almost out of time here. Hey, guys, who's the last caller we can take? Chase, you said? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Chase in Michigan. Chase, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I've been a fan for a long time. I just want to ask you, you know, as patriots, what are we going to do when Biden gets into office and he's sworn to tax away our firearms? Like a previous caller has said, you know, be on the front lines with the militia, right, like congregate. But what are we going to do when those firearms are taken away because we can't afford to keep them?
Sure, and they're definitely going to do that. What you're going to see is, actually, we were joking about this morning, you know, because most of these purchases are going to be registered somewhere. They, you know, they don't have a gun registry, but they'll be able to trace it. They probably have. So let's say you've purchased 20 magazines. So you've got 20 magazines for your rifle. And let's say that somebody says, oh, okay, well, we're going to tax you. You have 20 magazines. Well, I mean, people are just going to say, oh, I lost them. Oh, my magazines broke. I'm not still in occupation of these magazines. So there's going to be little loopholes like that. But to answering your question overall, I don't think you really can right now. I'm not sure what that would look like. Police aren't going to go door to door to confiscate firearms. At least I don't believe. I could be wrong. Many sheriff's departments have come out saying we're never going to do that. I don't believe the military is going to do that. So, you know, the taxation is one thing. There's going to be loopholes. The registration is one thing. I can't really answer your question because it's too open-ended. It's more of a specifically, how do you respond to whatever action they're going to take to try to violate our Second Amendment, whether that's confiscation, registration, taxation. It all depends on what the action they take in response to that. Thank you for the call, Chase. Guys, who else do we have on the line? Nick in Oklahoma, running out of time, but go ahead. Nick, yeah, go ahead. Guys, how much time do we have? All right, we can squeeze in one more call. That guy was just playing us on an echo there. Who else can we take? All right, well, let's just do this since we're almost out of time and the war room is coming up and we're trying to get connected with Alex. Hopefully he's down at the Capitol getting Skyped in. He may just be filing reports, though. So stay tuned to Band Out Video for those reports. We're signing off the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen, but let me just say, at least I think we are. I don't even have a clock in front of me. It's just a whirlwind down here. So we're going to have the war room coming up. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, we cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com because we do have a drive to bring you this truth. We do have a motivation to bring you these transmissions, and none of it would be possible without your support. And so we're literally funded by you. You are our sponsors. We cannot thank you enough. Remember that, InfoWarsStore.com. If you like what happens when we go on these trips, if you like our coverage, if you like all the guests, if you like us being able to get this rooftop to broadcast from, InfoWarsStore.com is how you can support us. We have the best supplements, everything, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, the War Room is about to come up. I'll be hosting that. Hopefully we'll be joined by Alex Jones. We'll take some phone calls, some other breaking news, but the War Room is about to commence. I'll continue broadcasting here from the rooftop outside of the Capitol, but that does it for the Alex Jones Show. Everything brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com. I will see you on the other side of this short break, hosting my normal show, The War Room. The War Room. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.